What's going on, guys? Welcome to podcast episode number 7. Today's podcast is going to be super beneficial for photographers and filmmakers out there. My name is Spencer Ryan. I am a freelance photographer and filmmaker. Today, we're going to talk about pricing. I think this is something that kind of plagues a lot of photographers and filmmakers out there. It's hard, especially when you're new to the game, to understand like how much you should be pricing things. You know, like it's when you have a client and they say, hey, I want you to take pictures, or hey, I have a video project for you, how much is this going to cost? Initially, you're probably going to run through a lot of self-doubt, a lot of worry. Things go through your mind like, well, I want to make this much, but if I quote them at that, they might run away. They might say that's too much. So I really want to dive into how I believe you should approach pricing, both as a new photographer or video maker, as well as an experienced photographer or video maker. Shout out to my buddy, Sagar. He's the one who actually, basically the other day we were at a coffee shop and we were talking about this, and I felt like it would be a really good beneficial topic for the podcast. So let's go ahead and dive right in. You're experiencing the Spencer Ryan Podcast. Sorry if I seem a little winded today, guys. I am kind of busy trying to get everything done. I'm actually about to head out, and I want to make sure this podcast is done because I dedicated myself to creating 2 podcasts a week, once at the beginning and once towards the end. So, second podcast of the week, episode 7, we're talking about pricing. So, there's a couple of things to keep in mind when it comes to setting your prices for your clients. So, the first thing you want to take into account is how much experience do you have? And when I say experience, I'm not talking about the fact that you've taken pictures before. I'm talking about portfolio work to back up what you're saying. So if you have a portfolio, it's extremely important to make sure that that is visible, that is known to clients who are reaching out to you. It's important that you have that to back you up. If you don't have a portfolio, this is going to be the first thing. This is a controversial topic, and some people don't agree with me on this, but I personally don't care. Like, this is, that sounds cocky, but this is the truth. This is what it takes to win in this game. So if you don't have a portfolio, if you don't have any work, I am an advocate of working for free, at least for a little bit until you build that portfolio up. So how do you do this? Reach out to family members, reach out to local businesses, depending on what your niche is, depending on what you want to do with your business, depending on where you want to go, you need to reach out to people that are going to be able to provide you with the opportunity to create content for them that, you know, be it photo, video, whatever, and offer to do it for free in exchange for putting in your portfolio. That's going to give you the opportunity to build the portfolio to back yourself up. So here's the thing. There's a couple levels of experience. You might have zero experience. You might have a little bit of experience. You might have a lot of experience. So one of the things that I recommend doing when it comes to pricing is checking out other people in the same work field as you and seeing what they're charging. Look at their content, see if your quality matches theirs, and be honest with yourself. Like, don't lie to yourself. If your work is crap and you see other people charging $250 for a photo shoot, you can't charge $250. Like, that's the thing. But again, quality of work is subjective. What might be crap to someone might not be to someone else. So it's really important to take these things into account. Unfortunately, I can't give you guys the exact specification blueprint to pricing your work. I can't tell you how, like, exactly how much you should be charging. However, I can give you a blueprint to kind of figure it out on your own. So here's the thing. If you have experience, right? If you have a little bit of work in your portfolio, compare it to other people and see what they're charging. Now, this doesn't mean you go undermine their quality, or rather their pricing. Like, if they're charging $300 and you find, like, you know, their work is equivalent to yours. That doesn't mean go charge $295. Now, this is when the more important aspect comes into play, and that is figuring out how much your time is worth, because this is key. You need to be happy doing this work. I'm telling you right now, if you work underpriced, and I'm not talking about initially, okay? I'm not talking about initially to build portfolio, to build rep. That's gonna have to happen. But if you're in a stable position as a photographer or video maker and you're working underpriced, you're not going to be happy. And that is going to cause you to hate your job. And that is not what you want. So you have to figure out what your time is worth. Be reasonable, okay? Don't blow things out of proportion. You're not worth $1,000 an hour, okay? Well, you might be, but probably not. So, like, be reasonable, but understand that it's gonna have to be what you want. So, if you're trying to do this full time, this is the blueprint. Figure out how many photo shoots, video shoots, whatever you wanna do a week, okay? And then times that by 52. That's how many shoots you're gonna do in a year, okay? So then you come up with a number as to how much money you need to make in order to do this as a job. So if you need to make $75,000, and keep in mind, you have to pay taxes, you're gonna need health insurance, things like this. So figure out how much you need to make. If you need to make $75,000 a year, you take 75,000 divided by the number of photo shoots. And that's gonna be how much you charge for a photo shoot, because that's gonna bring you to your end goal. Now, it's up to you to bring in the numbers. If you said you wanna do 10 photo shoots a week, it's up to you to bring in 10 photo shoots a week. If you only do 3, well, you're not making as much money as you wanted. That doesn't mean you can increase your prices. That means it's up to you to market yourself efficiently. That means it's up to you to bring in clients. So you have to figure out how much you need to make and what your ideal working schedule is through the week, and then go based on that. And then it's up to you to build your brand, to do your marketing, to get those clients through the door, right? It's a very good way to basically come up with a pricing point, and you have to be fair. Like, if you find out that you're charging $600 per shoot to make the money that you want, you have to make sure that your work is worth $600. Go compare it to another photographer that's charging $600 and see if it is. Because if it's not, you might have to reduce your price point. You might have to be more realistic with how much you want to make per year. You might have to reduce the price and increase the clients. You know, these are simple equations that you can use to figure out how much to charge. But that's pretty much how I break it down. I look at my experience, I compare it to other people, and then I figure out how much I need to make a year, because my time is the most valuable asset I have, and so is yours. Time is the only thing we can't get back. So make sure that it's worth it. Don't kill yourself working for cheap just to work for cheap. Like, if you have to, pick up another job. But if your work is worth $400 for one photo shoot, and I know photographers out there, I follow them on Instagram, whose work is worth this much, then that's what you need to be charging. And you have to figure out the rest. Market yourself appropriately, get the clients through the door. That's a topic for another discussion, but that's what you need to be charging. Because the second you start charging $80 for $400 work, you're gonna be miserable, and people are gonna expect that from you. That's my advice. If you guys have any questions, feel free to DM me. You can follow me on Instagram at TheSpencerRyan, 1 R. And yeah, I hope that helps you guys. I hope you guys got some value from this. And I'll see you guys, or rather, I'll speak to you guys on the next podcast. Real quick, guys, I haven't asked you this yet. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I hope I gave you some value. And if I did, please leave me a rating on whatever podcast app you're using. If it's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, whatever, please give me a rating. 5 stars preferable, and let me know your guys' thoughts. Thanks.
I'm not afraid to